motherhood is hard.
One second you think you're doing a good enough job.
The next you feel like the worst mom on the planet.
Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over again.
Giving us hope in the everyday moments.
So mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee
or doing a sink full of dishes,
we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here.
This is the final episode of the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Friends, if you were a little confused by that intro, that was my kiddos, Emily's kiddos, and our other sister-in-law, Becca Jensen's children. So all my nieces and nephews, our whole family, all of the kids in there doing a special intro because today is the very last episode of the Risen Motherhood Podcast. We thought it might be fun to have them on because we had all of our kids on the 100th episode of Risen Motherhood. So if you want to literally hear the way that our children have grown over the years of the podcast, you can do that by popping on the intro of the 100th episode and then listening to this episode. It is wild to hear how the voices have changed. There are some young men's voices in this new one, and we hope you enjoy that. Risen Motherhood wouldn't be here without those kiddos, so it's fun to have them on. Okay, I'm Laura Wiffler. My co-host Emily Jensen will be joining me in just a moment, but gracious, you guys. We have finally arrived to the end. We have been talking about the sunset for so long, and it is just wild to me that we are at that episode. Emily and I are going to talk about it a little bit more in a few minutes together, but before I get to that, I did want to cover a few housekeeping things before we end up sunsetting. If you are listening to this on release day, friends, we still have a big party ahead of us. We have the Legacy Celebration Party. Tickets for the in-person event are sold out, but we would love to have you join us for the free simulcast. So head over to risenmotherhood.com/celebration party to grab them. We are so excited for that event. Just to give you guys a little bit of a heads up of what's coming then after that, after our celebration party, we only have a few more days of the ministry, and we will officially stop producing new content on April 11th, 2025. You're going to see the auto responses on emails because our team is going their separate ways. But the good news is that all of our articles, podcast episodes, and resources for moms on our website, they're going to continue to be available for all of you for another year throughout April 2026. So you have plenty of time to take it all in and share with your mom pals. Especially if this is your very first time hearing Risen Motherhood, don't worry. There's a whole archive for you to enjoy for the next year. If you do want to learn more about why we are closing or you have questions, there's a link in our show notes that's going to explain everything. Finally, remember that Emily and I are going to continue creating content on our own platform. So we are not going anywhere, friends. We would absolutely love to have you join us on our social media or via our email list, however you take in your content. So go search for Laura Wiffler and Emily Jensen or go to our show notes for links to follow us. And finally, this may be our last show, but friends, there is so much more gospel encouragement where this came from. Our final book, A Million Tiny Moments, Reflections to Refresh a Mom's Spirit, is officially on shelves. This book is our third book in the Risen Motherhood Legacy Collection. So again, if you're looking for more content from us, don't be afraid to go check out our books. They are also on audiobook. I'm assuming you might like audio since you're listening to this podcast, and you can have Emily and I in your ears throughout the whole Risen Motherhood Legacy Collection if you get that on audiobook. So definitely check out A Million Tiny Moments. It's filled with these short gospel-centered writings, and it's great to have on hand when you need a quick reminder that what you're doing in the everyday moments of motherhood really does matter. Find that book and our other books anywhere books are sold. Okay, friends, it is time. Let's get to that final episode of the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Emily, it's our last episode.
I have no words. end episode right now. Gracious. Emily has no words.
I think I started out when we started recording this mini-series, we were talking about how we felt, and I was like, I feel good, and I was like, peppy, but I kind of feel weighty now that we've gotten to the last episode of the last mini-series in the last few months or month of Risen Motherhood. It's wild.
Yeah, this is the last time, Laura, you and I are going to sit together.
Oh, that feels really sad.
And record an episode of the Risen Motherhood.
For Risen Motherhood, yes. There will be hopefully future things we record. But yeah, this is wild. I mean, this really feels like
when you are saying goodbye to a friend who is moving, or someone that you're just like, you're not going to see anymore or very often. And the goodbye is sad and it's hard.
So fun fact, I was doing some research on the word goodbye this morning.
Oh, fun.
I was just wondering, like, why do we say that? Why don't we just say bye? Or why don't we just say farewell?
Or like aloha, aloha, right? Hello, hello, you know?
And I read that long, long time ago. It's like, I don't know, English 15, 1600s.
Okay.
You know, people would say, well, I'll get to what they said in a minute, but like goodbye, like when you said goodbye to someone, you really didn't know if you were going to see them again. Like they're going off on a ship or they're going off on a journey or like—
Life was risky.
Yeah. You're like they live in another part of the world and like it's really difficult to travel. So like there was a sense. So people used to say, God bless you.
Okay.
And that was the customary way to say
like
goodbye.
Like a sneeze.
Yes.
Right? God bless you.
God bless you. But yeah, it's like that was how you said goodbye. We said, God bless you. So in writing, people started to shorten this because they would say, God bless ye.
Okay.
So if you shorten that to a contraction, it looks like G-O-D slash B.
Okay.
Slash
because for bless.
E.
Yeah.
God bless ye. It was like they had this contraction.
Very
well, if you read that on a paper, it looks like the word goodbye.
Oh.
So in the 1600s, you know, I mean, Google, so whatever, this may be totally made up, but supposedly people started to say shorthand, goodbye was shorthand for God bless you.
So interesting.
So in this show today, we are saying goodbye, but we are also sending you on your way and praying that God blesses you, listeners and community, as we send you out.
Emily, way to come with the content.
On Risen Motherhood.
This is so good.
You know what I thought this morning when I was with my coffee? I was like, man, I am Googling to the depths of the internet. I am doing nothing productive right now. I actually felt bad. The Lord redeemed.
It's productive.
The Lord redeemed that time.
You just blessed all of us, and me included. That was so good. God bless you. Goodbye. Oh, that's beautiful. You know, after 260 plus episodes, nearly 10 years of doing this, it really is kind of hard to know how to say goodbye. It feels like we have hit the end of an era, and Risen Motherhood for you and I has really defined our last 10 years. Like it's true. Yeah. Like it will always be this huge part of us. And I think we will always look back and remember it very fondly. And so we wanted to take a minute to just leave all of you guys on a note of joy and blessing. Like Emily said, God bless you, and really see this as a gospel goodbye.
Mm. And I feel like, you know, man, that word gospel, we've said it a billion times on Risen Motherhood, but you know, that to break it down, what that really means, if we're taking those truths from scripture and we're applying it to the situation, is like, hey, if you're in Christ, we're in Christ, we're all part of the same family and the part of the same kingdom, even when we're not together. We're participating in the same ministry, you know, whether you're in a local church or in parachurch ministry or you're doing another thing online, like we are still in this together. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, it's not goodbye. Also, because of heaven, it's not goodbye.
I love this
forever.
Thought.
It is just goodbye for now. And we still have an eternity of time to be together. I mean, I literally think like, oh, we're going to meet, you know, women who were impacted by Risen Motherhood in heaven and like get to share stories and get to know each other. Like, oh my goodness, there's still so much to do. Also, just because we're gone does not mean God's work is done. It is absolutely not done. He's going to continue his work. It's going to abound even in our absence. Praise the Lord. And, you know, this work has yet to be accomplished, but one day it will. God will accomplish what he has started through the gospel. And that's going to be something we all get to rejoice in.
Yeah, I love that. I think we want to share today some of the last few things that we've wanted to say that we believe are most important. And as we get to that, I think Emily and I's hearts, and as we started talking about the sunset and ending Risen Motherhood, we both repeatedly were like, okay, yes, Risen Motherhood as a ministry is ending, but the concept of Risen Motherhood never ends. Risen Motherhood is a way of living. It means living in light of resurrection, what we've been talking about. And so you can continue Risen Motherhood in your own life and in your own home. And we truly hope you do that. I mean, it just means that you know God, you obey Him, that your identity is found in Him, and that His love, His grace, and His truth, they flow out of you and your motherhood and beyond. And so as we go here, it is something that's sad, but it's also this beautiful passing of a baton. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you will still grab friends and have conversations and meet with other moms about what you're learning. You'll confess your sins. You'll pray with each other, that you'll live that risen motherhood. And remember, you still have one more year to listen through the shows and to access our articles and do all of that. So today is our last day for our podcast, but there is still more time to really work through the content.
Mm-hmm. And so as we're passing the baton to you guys, we want to encourage you again, like Laura said, please continue to have these conversations in your local church and in your local community and with your friends or with your friends that are across the country or across the globe, and you do this over the phone or whatever that looks like for you. And if you have been felt led or felt prompted, like, we want to encourage you, like, start your own Instagram account or TikTok. We need Jesus on TikTok, like YouTube, whatever it is that you feel led to do, like, do it. And one thing we would love to see, like, as we go out, is for there to be motherhood ministries that focus on the timeless truths of Scripture, that don't focus on division or tribes or lifestyles or methods. You know, we've had enough mommy wars, like, that we would see more ministries rise up that gently welcome moms in Christ and find unity in Him.
I love that. Okay, so we want to go through some of our kind of a short list of hopes that we have for when Risen Motherhood ends, and that you as a mom living Risen Motherhood would do some of these things. And our first thing is just that as Risen Moms, you would wisely discern the voices that you listen to and the resources you consume, knowing not every resource is an overflow of God's truth.
Mm-hmm. So again, this is the books you read, the podcasts you listen to, the women you follow on social media. By all means, we do not have to walk on eggshells or, like, live in fear. But I think one of the exciting things about living Risen Motherhood is as you're growing these deep roots into God's word and you're understanding who He is and what He commands, you can approach the things that you're consuming with more confidence. And I know that, you know, we have tried really hard to, like, recommend resources over the years to try to model that for you, to try to vet things and share things. But, you know, just again, never take someone's word for it. You know, our recommendations will be gone, but, like, really, truly, you can, if you're filled with the Spirit and you have the word of God and you have good community around you, you can sort through the things that are out there and make wise choices.
Yeah. Yeah. While Risen Motherhood may be done, you can chew the meat and spit out the bones. We've said that a lot here, that, you know, it's not only reading and consuming resources that agree with you or that always, you know, align with your way of thinking, but that as you grow in discernment, you can continue to really take what's helpful and get rid of the rest. We would love to see moms checking resources against Scripture rather than just blindly consuming. We know it can be really easy when an influencer or a mom pal just recommends a book and, this was recommended, and not really check the resource, checking some of the content. And it's not to say you can't read something that's recommended. That's a great way to find out about resources, but just to be someone who doesn't blindly trust. And finally, we're hopeful that all of you remove influences in your life that don't push you towards holiness and add in ones that do. So that's just, as you surround yourself with different media and books and all the things, people, that you would consistently be vetting those things and saying, does this person, resource, et cetera, make me want to be more like Christ? Or do I actually feel like they're pulling me away spiritually? And to really be ruthless about what those things are and how to either add them into your life or take them away.
Mm. Another thing that we hope is just that everyone listening would be plugged into a local church and a local community that encourages you in your walk with Christ. And I think, you know, this is part of what gives us confidence to be able to step back, is because we know that God is doing this most important work in and through the capital C church. And, you know, you are not alone. You do not have to do motherhood alone. You have heard us talk about this over the year. There is nothing like having a community around you that is, you know, asking you questions and helping you process things through the lens of the gospel, through scripture, that's, you know, checking in on you in the hard days and in the good days, who's encouraging you, giving you hope, someone you can confess to, you know, all of those things are so important. And if you haven't yet and you've thought, you know what, like I have a personal faith, but I'm not really connected to church or church isn't really my thing, we would just really challenge you to go, you know, pursue a local body of believers, meet together regularly with them, sit under the word of God. It will change you.
Yeah. I think you and I have found so much blessing from this. And frankly, for all of you listening, so much of what we share are things that we learn in our local church community. And I know right now, Emily and I are working through Revelation in our Bible study, and it's been just such a sweet time of growth and talking with other women and making connections. And so many of those truths then get applied in our regular daily life. And so, yeah, I like what you said, Emily, that, hey, if you haven't really made a commitment to the local church, or maybe you're attending church and you're not really involved, you're just showing up on Sunday and then quickly leaving, just to be brave and courageous and to maybe say, I'm going to get involved in this one or two or three things, and just ask God to show you. I know recently I was talking with a friend who had moved to a new town, and she was saying that she just felt like she had no friends and she was so lonely. And in fact, even had conflict with some of her colleagues to where she felt like, you know, she didn't have, I don't know, almost like enemies, you know, mm-hmm. felt like, man, I'm just not clicking with anyone. So I said, let's pray and let's just like ask God for a friend. Like that's going to be our prayer. And like 2 weeks later, she texts me and she's like, I think I found my friend, you know, mm-hmm. and it was just such a gift and to take time and pray and ask God for what you need and maybe where you're going to church and you're afraid or you don't have this one thing, pray and ask the Lord for that. And just trust that he will show up for you.
Mm-hmm. Another thing we want to just send you out with and hope for you and charge you and challenge you to do is make it a priority to study God's word. Boy, that's another thing I think we've said a lot over the years. And we know like the little years with kids are so hard and they're so tiring and you feel busy. And I think it can be kind of tempting to think like, hey, later on when my kids are older, it's going to be easier to be in God's word regularly. It's going to be easier to think about my theology or what I believe about things. It's going to be easier to pray. And, you know, I don't think it does.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't get easier. There's always going to be things that are busy. And I know, like, I look back now on those years and see, I actually had some really, really sweet times of growth with God that didn't look like your traditional quiet time with a mug and a candle and no kids crying. But looked like me reading scripture on my phone in the middle of the night or singing hymns in the middle of the night or, you know, praying on walks with my kids and strollers. And there you can grow.
Yeah.
And you can be in the word of God in any season. It doesn't have to look perfect.
Yeah. And I think to anyone who's further along, maybe has kids where our kids are at or maybe even older, our hope is just that you continue to prioritize getting in the word, that even with all the crazy busy schedules, the late nights with kids, you know, all of the kind of bigger emotional things that we're dealing with, like it can be really easy to just be like, I have too much on my plate, because it really is emotionally taxing these years. And yet our prayer for you is that you would see God's word as a firm foundation that you can stand on and recognize that while the whole world feels like it's changing every single day with what it's telling us to do and who to be and what the research and recommendations are, that scripture stands forever. So our hope for everyone truly is that you would be diligent in finding times to get into God's word. It does not have to look like the classic way, but just that you would be creative with that, that you would spend time memorizing God's word, listening to music, joining a Bible study like we talked about, whatever it takes to get you that accountability to be growing in God's word. Like even turning off this podcast right now and like turning on the audio Bible,
yeah.
You know, I think it can feel like I never have any time, but we make time for the things that we care about. And so our hope and prayer is that Risen Motherhood moms would continue being in the word.
Mm. Another one is that you would talk to your kids about the gospel. You would talk to them about God. And, you know, you don't need a Bible degree or like we were talking about a special moment over a candle. It doesn't have to be this quiet thing where you're all sitting around on the couch, you know, looking at each other with the Bible open. Like it can be natural and holistic. And also, you don't have to be weird where it's like, hey, I'm finding literally every single moment all day long. I'm annoying them with the gospel.
Yeah, like, don't be too heavy.
Like, it's just, it's when it, when you love God and you're walking with him, it's just this natural overflow of speaking about him normally and like, and finding ways to point children to God. And also just thinking like when you're sharing the gospel, you don't have to give this like full presentation right. every single time. Like when we say that, when we're thinking about these big principles and truths, what we mean is just simply like, it's a little nugget. It's a little thing at a time. It's a little bite. Mm-hmm. It's a little seed. And you're trusting that over time, those things are taking root and making a big impact.
Yeah. I remember this feeling really scary, especially whenever I was a younger mom, when I didn't have a lot of practice. So if this is something that's new to you, just, it does take some courage to kind of spit it out, you know, yeah. and practice and get used to it. And I think what's great is that motherhood is a great testing ground where there's a lot of grace for you to, try to draw those gospel connections. And I like what Emily said of like not belaboring a point or feeling like, man, I got to go through the whole presentation of the gospel here,
yeah.
but trusting that those little inputs are really going to make a difference. And I think not being afraid to admit that you maybe don't know an answer. I know as we have middle schoolers now, their questions are getting harder and they're getting deeper. And I'm like, I don't know, let's search scripture together. And that has just been really sweet of saying like, or like, we'll Google it together of like, maybe, you know, there's a website that has some answers, a trusted site. And so I think too, like when you're feeling kind of nervous about it, know that like God knows where you're at and it's okay for you to grow in this skill and to not be perfect at it. I think the thing that I really love to remember is the generational impact that it really has, that these little inputs hopefully are producing mature Christians down the road who then are also investing in their kids in this way. And it's just really exciting to think, Emily, you have that one post that's like, if you carry the gospel.
Once a week, every time.
Yeah, if you share the gospel,
five,
yeah.
Yeah, then by the time they're five, it's like 260 times or something.
Which is crazy.
It's a lot.
It's crazy. And so imagine for 18 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So another thing we would love for you to walk away with is just this knowledge that, hey, within the bounds of God's commands and his good designs, there are not going to be two motherhood journeys that look exactly alike. We have talked so much about this at Risen Motherhood, and I don't know that this has like really caught hold yet in like general culture or social media world. Like I still feel like there is a lot of sense of division or feeling like we really want our motherhood and our choices to be exactly the same, like down to the type of clothes we buy for our kids or down to the type of music we listen to or the type of shows. Like, I don't know. I feel this way. Like sometimes I still bristle inside when I'm like, oh, this mom would let her kid do this and I wouldn't let my kid do that. And it's like I have to literally just like shake, shake. And I'm like, no. Like that can be okay. You know, and we are not going to be the same as our sisters, our sister-in-laws, our neighbors, our influencers. Like there's going to be so many great areas and ways that God has uniquely designed us. And I think we would just really love to see moms just sort of stopping this in its tracks, like refusing to speak in these broad brush stereotype, mean, judgmental overgeneralizations about moms that do this or moms that do that are this way, or this is, you know, they're not loving their kids, but to try to be more loving, more cautious, and not add things to the gospel of like, yeah, the gospel, but also you need to do X, Y, and Z in order to be good.
Yeah. I think our hope as Risen Motherhood comes to an end is that moms would continue to just grow in compassion for other moms and see that they are doing their best or to trust that. And also to just be curious about different lifestyles. I think what we immediately do is like put up a wall because we don't want to feel judged or we don't want to feel inferior because someone's doing something different. But instead, like, why not try curiosity on? You know, we're hopeful too that you would just be cautious in how you speak about other moms and that there would really be a guard on moms' mouths as we have conversations and we have fun and we spend time together, but that it wouldn't edge into gossip or it wouldn't edge into speaking down on somebody else or even like a general type of motherhood. Sometimes it's not even about a person. It's that, you know, movement you've seen or things like that. having thoughtful conversations is very different than just like railing on something, you know? Mm-hmm. And then too, like as a mom who's living risen motherhood, that you would really draw boundaries where you need to. And just recognize you don't have to be friends with everyone. That's something we talk about a lot here. Or there are certain friends or family members that like, hey, we just don't talk about that topic. And it's not edifying. It's not helpful in our relationship. And so just learning to get along with one another in a harmonious way, that's really our prayer.
Mm-hmm. And finally, we just want to encourage you to grow in your relationship with God and your love for Him. And most importantly, like make Him central and preeminent in your life. You know, it's like that verse, it just says, beloved, flee from idolatry. You know, that's like this big category in scripture that encompasses like downstream, right? Almost every other sin that we do has to do with who or what is on the throne of our heart and who we're giving our loyalty to. And this is the central piece of kind of the gospel is that God is Lord over all. You know, Jesus is Lord of Lord, King of Kings. Like one day every knee will bow before Him. And we get to decide whether that's in this life or whether that's later. And it's, you don't want it to be later. You want it to be now. And so I just think there are so many distractions. There are so many things that are good. And they are things that keep us busy. And whether it's, you know, sports or activities or little crafts that we want to do with our kids, or we're really passionate about creating food for our family, or whatever all of those things are that we really love, we're really excited about. But then like Jesus is sort of this like, it's sort of this sense that I'll get to Jesus later. I'll put Him off till tomorrow. This other thing feels like it's creating more reward and immediate blessing in my life. But to really... no, go and like cling to Christ now. Make Him first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love thinking about how in 20 years, 30 years, there might be hundreds of thousands, I don't know, maybe even millions of children who have heard about the gospel and accepted Christ at a young age at the prompting of kind of God's work through risen motherhood in the lives of moms. And just that idea that someday maybe there are millions of children who have moms that walked with God more closely because of maybe one little tiny thing they heard on a podcast one time, you know? Mm-hmm. And it sounds crazy. It kind of sounds almost impossible, but who knows? I mean, we've talked about God just duplicating fruit so many times, and that sometimes it seems like nothing's happening. And then eventually there's just a harvest of abundance. And so who knows what the future brings? No ministry is perfect, but we're so grateful that you're here with us and that you are just a mom who desires to grow and to learn and to change. And we are praying consistently that God would keep working in you long after the ministry is over.
So speaking of goodbyes, speaking of God bless you, we want to leave you with a benediction. And a benediction, if you've never heard that word or you're like, well, that sounds like an old churchy word, is really just a prayer of blessing. And so we're going to read a few of these blessings here because we have some really, we want to be really specific and hopefully this will make it easier for us to choke out. But there are a lot of benedictions in scripture. So all of this is adapted from scripture. We'll include the references in the show notes. But this is our hope and our prayer for every single one of you.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
May the word of Christ dwell in you richly, that you would teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it.
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, to him be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
My name is Rebecca, and I'm part of the Risen Motherhood community because it has taught me to integrate the gospel into my marriage, parenting, and other relationships in such practical ways. It's truly hard to imagine these years of my life without the wisdom shared through the RM ministry. I cannot say thank you enough for challenging me to be applying God's word to every part of my life, to be living in deep community with the local church, and to be continuing the conversations you begin in your podcasts and books with the people in my own life. Thank you, Risen Motherhood.
Risen Motherhood will cease producing new content in April 2025, but all content from the ministry will be available through April 2026. To all of the donors who have made this ministry possible over the years, we are so thankful for your support. For more information, visit risenmotherhood.com.